All right. So our scripture today is one that is known to many of us. Well known. It's Psalm 23. Just want to make sure it's not there. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we ask you for your presence with us, that your spirit is with us as we hear your word that you have given to us. We pray to you, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds, that we may be able to see you, that during this time we may hear what it is that you have for us, whether it be encouraging or challenging. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a way forward, a path to walk, a lamp to walk it by. We also pray for your mercy to be upon the sermon. May it too be used for your glory and honor. May you bless it in such a way that somehow we might see you. We thank you for all that you are, and we pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 23. Now, the label that I have up here is a lie, not intentionally, unintentionally, which I guess is just a mistake. Psalm 23, NRSV, New Revised Standard Version, which is what the Bible that you have in front of you. Actually, this is, I copied the King James Version, because if you're going to read Psalm 23, King James is like the best. It's a popular hymn, well known to many of us. Well, let me just read it for you. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Did you find it? Oh, good job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll read this later. Okay. Like I was asking the kids today, you know, who would you rather cuddle with, a dog or a cactus? So I ask you a stupid question too. Do you know this psalm? It's very popular in many of us. It's a psalm that we hear so often. And what is one of the most common times to hear this psalm read? Funerals. It's usually, at least for me, it's the last scripture that I read. So, not at the funeral home, but at the cemetery. We close out the cemetery service with this. Other pastors read it in different places. But if you go to a funeral, the likelihood that you'll hear the Psalm 23 is very, very high. Now, in a funeral, one thing that you need to know about a funeral, which you probably already know, which is the funeral is not for the deceased. The deceased in Jesus Christ is with Christ. But the funeral is for us. So when we say words like Psalm 23, not only does it remind us that in Christ that our loved one is with Jesus, resting in these places, but that these promises are for us also. Us who are still living, us who are still around, that these things is what God promises us. Now, when I introduce this sermon, this scripture, I usually introduce it by saying, now we have our lives to get back to. We have so much that need done. We have so many responsibilities. But one of the things that scripture tells us is that God's responsibility is us. That God sees each and every one of us as his responsibility and takes care of us in this way. Now, I was told after the service in Manor, some older gentleman came up to me And he said that one of the places that Psalm 23 was extremely popular during is the Vietnam War. That the soldiers who were in the Vietnam War felt as though they were indeed in the valley of shadow of death. And so many soldiers put the Psalm 23 on somewhere on the uniform, tattooed it on their body to remember that indeed, even in a place like that, God was with them. Psalm 23, in more so than some other scriptures, has a great effect on our spirit. Now, what I want you to do, I'm going to read this again. I want you to close your eyes and just listen to the words and picture whatever you might end up picturing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's just something so comforting about that hymn, about that psalm. There's something so at ease. Every time I read it, I picture God leading me to different places and helping me to lie down. I picture peace beyond any other peace that I have ever known. And as I said in the children's sermon today, or tried to say in the children's sermon today, we are people who love seeking comfort. When we are upset, we do many things to find comfort. One of those things is eating. Now, when we think about comfort food, what kind of food comes to mind? What's your comfort food? Noodles, like chicken noodle soup, or just any noodles? Any noodles. Chicken and dumplings, what's that? With gravy. Gravy, yes. Anything with gravy. Chocolate. Chocolate's a big one. Ice cream. Yes, yeah, someone said ice cream, that they just take a single spoonful, as long as it's the size of a bowl. Take one spoonful of ice cream. A bagel. That's a good one. Bagel's a good one. So I'm hearing a lot of carbs. This is mine. Grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup. Love that comfort food. There's the books that used to come out, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Remember those? There's something about just being comfortable and knowing that in the midst of whatever is going on, God's got this. Psalm 23 does such a good job at being that grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup for me. To be reminded that this world, if you want to know what this is trying to combat, you read the opposite. Lord is my shepherd. We are people who want. We want continuously. Whatever it might be, we want it. We want the better car, the bigger TV. We want health. We want to not worry. We want our bills to be taken care of. We want a job. We're people who yearn and want, and we live in a culture that is built upon the reliance of wanting. Our whole economic system is about buying things we don't need, but that we want, or a lot of it, anyway. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside still waters. The waters that we lie down, the pastures that we lie down aren't often green. We lie down in a mess that sometimes we created ourselves or that the world created for us. The waters that we tend to travel beside are chaos and offer more fear than they do comfort. The world that we live in is swirling always around us and hardly ever at peace. Some of the situations that I'm thinking of are ones that are close at hand. General Conference for United Methodist Church. The future of our denomination, the future of our nation, the future of our very lives. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. And so there's a sense of being ill at ease, not being comfortable, not knowing what's going to happen. He restores my soul, and he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Many of our souls don't feel very restored. We're broken. We're hurt. We're tired. We don't know how to move forward because we just don't feel complete. And the paths that we walk, well, without Christ, they're not always great, great, great ones. We get lost. We're not sure where it's going to end. We don't know if we need to take a left or a right. Whatever the case might be, this offers us great hope. Psalm 23 reminds us that God's got it, that God takes care of us, that God helps us to see tomorrow, whatever tomorrow might look at. And no matter how bleak things get, Christ sees us through. Now we get used to certain readings. The 23rd Psalm in the King James Version, we got it. And in fact, when I read any other version, I still read some of the King James Version with it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I believe in the NRSV or the NIV, it's yea, though I, or even though I walk through the darkest valley. And even during funerals, I'll still read, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death. We get used to it. But I want you to listen for a moment, another version of this hymn, of this psalm. It's one that Elijah brought me. Psalm 23 out of the Jewish Bible, the Tanakh, the Holy Scriptures. It is our Old Testament, just in different order. So, for example, I'm in the book of Psalms now. And you'd recognize that Psalms is in a different place in this book than in ours. Psalm 23, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to water in places of repose. He renews my life. He guides me in right paths as befits his name. Though I walk through a valley of deepest darkness, I feel no harm. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table for me in full view of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My drink is abundant. Only goodness and steadfast love shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for many long years. Now, of course, the language is updated. It doesn't sound quite as antiquated as this, nor does it sound quite as poetic as this. But there's one point that I want to bring to our attention, which I've done before, that when you get different interpretations and translations of the Bible, they're interpreting Hebrew into English. And so there are some Hebrew words that have different nuance. Now, when we get to number 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I think about being followed, I think about a lost puppy, a child that won't leave me alone. When you walk around a house and your son or your daughter are behind you and you just need a moment. Or when you're walking down the street and there's a puppy that's obviously lost that, you know, you got to take care of it. But the Hebrew nuance, which is better than follow, is pursue. Surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. And not only is this psalm about God making us lay down in green pastures, leading us beside still waters, doing the things for us that will help us to live in peace, but that wherever we walk, wherever we find ourselves, whether it be a bad diagnosis, a denomination that isn't going the way we want, a different country, a different job, a different doctor, wherever our paths might take us, surely goodness and mercy will pursue me. I can't get away. God tracks me down. God not only follows me at a distance, but tries to catch up with me wherever I am. Chases me. This is a God who won't let go. This is not just, oh, this is nice. God will do it when God wants. No, this is God is doing it in our lives always. A promise that we can count on and one that we can't let go of. Because Christ pursues us. Psalm 23 is a promise that no matter what happens during general conference, no matter what happens with test results, no matter what happens with whatever else might be going on in our lives, God always gives us a dwelling place. God always helps us in those moments. The valley of the shadow of death can't touch us because God has pursued us. I pray that Psalm 23 reminds you and reminds me that it's going to be all right. And I thank God for that. I leave you with this final benediction from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen and amen.